Hi,
and welcome to a new episode of the Pomcast. Well, actually, we haven't really decided the name entirely yet, so I'm just going to call it Pomcast until I will find out a real name that is better than this one. Wherever you're watching this podcast, Spotify, Apple Music, or even YouTube, because we're uploading these ones with the video also on YouTube, let me know how do you feel about it. Do you like it? Would you like it to be only podcast without any focus session? Let me know anything, really. You know how much I value your feedback, and that will be, I swear, gold. Let me know in the comments here, or just shoot me a DM. Anyway, hi, I'm G. I'm known as Study Time on the internet, and today we're going to be doing some sessions of focus together. We're going to be doing two sessions of focus of 25 minutes, each one of them with a break, during which I will be talking a little bit with you. I mean, I would love to have your answers, but how can we have a conversation if this is a podcast, right? So please feel free to DM in any platform that you'd like. I'm studytime_ on Instagram, and I'm very addicted to that social platform. So be sure that I will be answering to you. And please tell me if you disagree with me. That's what I love the most, to have conversations about constructive feedbacks. Today, we're going to be talking about something that is really hitting home right now, and it's emotional unavailability. It is as hard to say as to actually be in the situation of feeling that. If you don't know what being emotional unavailable is, let me read the definition for you. So according to Dr. Lindsay Jernigan, when we say someone is emotionally unavailable, we mean that they're not comfortable feeling their own emotions, sharing emotions with others, or being present and responsive to someone else's emotion. I don't know if this resonates with you. If it does, well, I'm really, really sorry for you, and I'm there with you, because this is something that I've been struggling with for a long time. This is my biggest struggle right now. And if you are around someone that defines themselves, or you define as emotionally unavailable, I'm very sorry for you too, because I know we're not easy people to deal with. As much as I don't want this podcast to be a way of like approving this kind of attitude towards others, I also want to share a little bit of an insight on how it feels to be like this, what it brought me to be like this, and maybe something that I feel like it's helping me to get out of this situation. Maybe it can help you too to get out of it, or maybe you can help a friend that is currently in this situation too. So yeah, this is my constant battle right now. And it's so weird to think about it, because like I used to be the most emotional kid in the playground. I was the one picked by bullies because I was very easy to make cry, to get to tears. And now I'm in this situation where it's very difficult for me to get really close to someone, to actually open myself and be able to be vulnerable with them. And it sometimes feels weird to like actually acknowledge the other's emotions. And I feel like everyone who is emotionally unavailable right now, at least all the people that I've been talking to that are emotionally unavailable or define themselves, they also used to be very, very sensible, extremely sensible kids. And now they find themselves in this situation where feelings are so difficult to feel, or like they're just very scary and very energy draining, to a point that sometimes you just don't want to feel them. As I said, I've been bullied very much when I was little because I was very sensible. Okay, so apparently I didn't know the real meaning of the word sensible. What I actually meant to use was the word sensitive. So from now on, whenever I say sensible, please, please understand that I mean sensitive. I'm sorry. Then moving on, during the middle school and high school, I had my heart broken in multiple pieces multiple times, not just by crushes, because I mean, who didn't had like their heart crushed by their crush because they said that they didn't like them? And all of these situations might lead someone to think, oh, everyone had this kind of experiences, so why am I a normal person? Why am I emotionally healthy and you're emotionally unavailable? What is this? Why are you giving yourself excuses? Well, I think that what really triggered my situation is the last very big relationship that I had that lasted around 2 years. And trust me, 2 years in that situation was a lot. But I'm going to finish to spill the tea in the next break. Now it's your time to focus a little bit, all right? You can take this time to like focus on your work, focus on your homeworks, or just focus about what I'm talking about. Do you feel that this is resonating? Would you take a journal and start writing something? Help yourself to get through the process of your mind. Anyway, I hope you will work well. I'll choose a very specific playlist for all of us to work on today. I'll try to not make it too too depressing, I promise. And I really don't want this to bring you down. In any case, whatever we're talking about, it's always to show a light into things, all right? I truly believe that anyone that is feeling emotionally unavailable had a trigger that brought them into start to feel like this. It could have been like a parent that treated you badly, a teacher that has been scolding you or like diminishing you. It could have been a boss that regularly does not appreciate your work. In my case, it was, oh well, a guy. It was, as I said, like one of my longest relationships, one of the relationships where I was the most invested in. I was genuinely in love. I was completely, miserably in love. Like, have you ever felt like you like someone so much that you start to be dependent on them? Dependent on, like, if they write to you a morning message, then it's an amazing day. But if they forget about answering to you for like an hour, the day is doomed and nothing can make you happy unless they show up and they say something nice to you. Well, in my case, I decided to have these kind of feelings towards someone that was really detached from their own feelings and they were really difficult and really cold. And I don't mean in any way to put shame on them, because that's on them and I was the one that chose them. I generally hope that they will find someone that will love them and they will be able to love too. But in my case, it was very difficult to be in that relationship because he did not understand the weight of my feelings. And it's also on me because now, years after, I realized that maybe I was not self-confident enough and I was asking for too much attention from him. Or like, even if it's too much, and maybe it was not too much for me because that's what I need, but it was too much for him and that's fine. Not everyone is meant to be together, right? Otherwise, we will be having like very long relationship with everyone, right? But yeah, of course, I fell for the very cold guy and we could open an entirely new podcast regarding how I get attracted by these kind of people, but that's enough. I do therapy every week. It's enough. We can have it maybe another time. No, let's just continue on this topic, which is already difficult. As I was saying, like, he was not validating my feelings to a point that every time that I had to tell him something about myself, something about how I was feeling, I always had him coming back to me saying things like, I don't understand. This is crazy. Why do you feel like that? And that brought me into feeling like I should not be sharing my feelings. I should not be saying what they are because they just make everything complicated. Because every time that was opening up, that was bringing us into a fight. Because when I was just trying to like express myself, he always thought that I was attacking him with my feelings. And I understand that. I understand how someone can be feeling stressed by someone else's feeling. Especially right now, I do understand that. I understand that. And it's so weird because now I feel like I'm becoming him. Holy, I'm becoming him, right? Because now I'm the one that is emotionally unavailable, the one that is not feeling enough compared to the other people. Well, funnily enough, we broke up and the relationship was over. And I remember that I was generally feeling physically heartbroken. I was generally feeling my heartbroken. And this is a tip that I give to everyone. I know that it's hard when you're going through a heartbreak to get away from the person that you loved. And maybe sometimes they also offer you like some kind of friendship. You know what friendship I'm talking about. Please don't do that. As much as I would love to say this to my past self, please don't do that. It's so difficult to then get rid of them. Because again, even if we were not together, I was still depending on him. And he had no responsibility towards me. And I started to feel like, oh, I just have to hide my feelings. And that's when we can be happy. Maybe he will realize that if I hide my feelings, that everything is better. Just don't. So it took me ages to realize, and I'm still working on it, that my feelings are valid. And the more I hide them, the more I hurt other people around me. I know now that it's very difficult for me to get into my heart, not just partners, but also friends, or so family. It is very difficult for me to let people know how I'm feeling, but I'm working on it. And apart from therapy, I'm also like learning new things about myself, about the others, about feelings in general. I'm pretty sure that each one of us had someone in their life making them feel like their emotions were not valid. Who was it for you? Was it your teacher? Was it your parent? Or was it another family member? Was it a specific crush that maybe didn't even know that you desperately fell in love with them and you were checking all of their stories? Who was it? Not for a way of like attacking them, right? Because it's no one's fault. I think that everyone has a part of responsibility, and we cannot make others responsible on how we react to their feelings or how we react to their actions. I strongly believe that, even if it's difficult sometimes, right? It would be so much easier to say, oh, I'm like this because he's a piece of shit. I don't know if the video editor is going to blur this word out, if it's going to beep it. We're going to see, I guess. Anyway, it's more of a way to like understand why we are like this and what we can do if we want to be better, if we want to be different or anything like that. Why, if it feels so hard and so fucking scary? I'm swearing a lot. Okay, I'm so freaking scary to to open to someone else. Am I trying to get back into opening myself up to the others? Why am I trying to show myself, to show my feelings, to talk about them? Apart from the therapy journey that I have been going through, which allowed me slowly, because that's how she works, how my therapist works, slowly to get to know how to be better, I also found two reasons in myself. And I hope that these, if you're feeling yourself in this situation, maybe it will help you to like start to think about like, maybe I should be opening up. Listen, I don't have the tools. I don't know how to tell you how to open up. Everyone is different. I'm no therapist. I'm just saying like, these are the reasons why I felt it was optimal for me to open up. The first reason is I realized that by closing from the others, I was hurting myself the most. I know it sounds stupid because like if you're keeping people away, you should be like not getting hurt. But it was so heartbreaking seeing like my mother seeing me struggling and me not wanting to talk to her about anything. And like closing her away from my life. Or like friends that didn't know shit about what was happening to me. And like I was always, I'm doing good. I'm doing amazing. And then I was not answering messages because I was overwhelmed, or like I didn't want to see them because I didn't want to talk about my emotions. And I knew that they were going to ask me about it. It was heartbreaking to see people around me, especially in the community that I've created with Study Time, like asking me to let them in, to be part of this so they could either help or at least understand what was happening. It was heartbreaking to see all of that. And I decided that in the end, it was less painful. Or at least like, it's not like I decided, oh, it's less painful, so I'm going to do it. I'm just going to open up. It's more like I tried to open up to some people that were very selected, because yes, I'm opening up more, but to even more selected people. I realized like by sharing with them what I was feeling, most of them were actually helpful. Not just for the insights that they were giving me, but just for myself. Because maybe they were not even giving me tips or advices. It was just more like making them feel participant in this. And it made me feel less alone, for sure. The second one is, well, you might not believe that, but I truly believe that being emotionally unavailable is counterproductive. I spent so much time explaining to people what does it mean to be emotionally unavailable, how I was feeling the not feeling anything. And I've been going through so many questions that in the end, I realized that just by talking more, expressing my needs, expressing what I want, what I feel when I want and I feel it, is actually more productive. And I'm going to let you in on this. I've never felt so creative ever before, because I feel like by letting everyone else see my emotions, I'm also allowing myself to see them, because that's what emotionally unavailable people do. It's not like we just don't let anyone else see them. It's like more like we don't feel them. We don't. So by allowing myself to see those emotions, to like sit on them a little bit, I was able to actually feel more creative. I don't know if this resonates with you, or if you feel like a friend of yours would need this. Well, if you know someone that might need this, just share with them. And if you're hearing this because a friend of yours shared it with you, just know they love you. They're just, you're hard to deal with, all right? You're very hard to deal with. I hope you liked working with me today. If you have anything that you want to tell me about this topic, just tweet me at study time, or just leave a comment down here if you're watching this from YouTube. I'll see you in the next episode. Or on Twitch if you want to join me there. That's where I mostly am. I love you.